trust in. Lord, we're so thankful for what you've done for us and the joy you put in our hearts to serve you and do your will. Pray you'll take preeminence everything we say and do and have thine own way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Let's turn to 597. Joy unspeakable.
I have found his grace is all come. He supplies every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free as free indeed. Oh, it is joy unspeakable.
The Lord has done for us.
course there, he brought me in. 595.
He brought me in. He brought me in. Oh, I thank God. He brought me in. Just look down yonder where I have been. Oh, I praise God. He brought me in. He brought me in. He brought me in. Oh, I praise God. He brought me in. Oh, look out.
Brother Silas, you want to come up for the offering?
Keeping our feet upon that narrow path. Father, it's not a path that we can find and we can walk. But Lord, it has to be you guiding us every moment of every day. Lord, and so many times in my life, I see where you carrying me along. Lord, when I can't do it at all, Father, you pick me up and keep me going. I love you so much, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just bless this part of the service. Lord, the offer. Bless each and every one that give, Lord. And bless it, Lord, to meet the needs, Father, whatever they may be. And may it all be used for your glory.
Yes.
We ask this, Father, in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Sing because he lives.
Amen.
Because he lives, I confess. Because I know.
pray.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly because you live, thank you so much, Lord, for
all you've done for us.
Thank you for the price you paid for us, Lord. Lord, I am a self, for so unworthy, Lord, for all you've done for me. Just give thanks to thee for your grace, your mercy, for your many blessings in my life, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. And thank you also for this opportunity that you've given us to be here this evening, Lord, together, everybody in your sisters around your precious word. Lord, truly thank you. Lord, make the most of every opportunity that we have, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we just ask that as your word comes forth, may our hearts, our minds be open. Lord, may it fall from the good ground of our hearts. Sit intently, Lord, waiting on me. Lord, we just ask that each hand that was raised that signifies the need. You know the need behind each hand. Lord, we commit it unto thee. Ask that you'll bless it according to thy perfect will. Give thanks to thee for meeting those needs. Thank you so much, Lord. We ask in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone have a special song? Sister Kim? Let's turn to page 4 then. Sing I Love Him.
I'm saved from
sing Only Believe and watch the minister to come. Only believe.
Heavenly Father, one more opportunity we have to come together. Lord, we're thankful for the desire and the pull that brings us here. Lord, not just to a building, not just to be with a group of people, but Lord, to have you speak to our hearts.
Yes.
And Lord, truly you are the great I am, and the all-knowing. And Lord, as we stand here tonight humbly, Lord, we just pray that these few words that you've laid upon my heart, Lord, will help someone else as they've helped me. And Lord, may we truly press on, Lord, and strive for that goal that you have set before us. Lord, that we would be all that you would have us be. And Lord, we just thank you for being here with us. For Lord, we may not be many, but Lord, we know that you're here with us. And Lord, we feel your precious, holy, sweet Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just ask that you would anoint these few words, Lord, that in a greater way they would maybe be held in our hearts. And then, Lord, when you see fit, maybe someday, Lord, you expound even more on it, Lord, that it would continue to grow and become a great picture and a great reality in our lives. And we'll never fail to give you the glory, Lord, and all the honor for everything that's said and done. In the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, he's so precious. Amen. Just sing that little chorus one more time. I love him. Amen. I love him. Standing. Let's turn our Bibles, if you would, over to the book of Matthew. Amen. We'll just start here at the 13th verse and read a portion of this just to catch our thought. Amen. But just our brother been speaking of the rapturing faith and beginning to expound on those things. And as he was closing out Sunday evening, the things he was talking about and how it just... God is getting a people ready. Amen. And may we truly be focused into what God's trying to do. Amen. But let's just catch this here at this beginning at the 7th verse and start at the 13th. We've heard this many, many times. But just praying that some way, maybe for someone, it was for me, God just made it greater to me. I just pray you'll just continue to open our hearts. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit.
But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth good fruit is not bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have we done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Maybe a strange scripture to read when you think about a rapture, but this is just part of what's going to happen at that day. But how God has given each one of us an opportunity now. And as he pointed out, by their fruits, you would know these, as he was speaking there of the false prophets. And their actions would show forth. And that's kind of what I want to talk about, our actions. Day-to-day actions. Every day we have actions. And every day our life is showing which way we're headed. And every day it's pointing one way or another. And you know this word, of all the things I know one thing, that God does not lie. Amen. And what he said, he truly meant.
Amen.
And you know, sometimes I feel as maybe we have lost that true sincerity that God meant exactly what he said. Amen. And maybe it's not as real to us. Every word is not as important. You know, we gather in and we say we believe all the word. And you know, over the years it became, do you believe the two souls? Do you believe the chain of marriage and divorce? Do you believe this and do you believe that? Many churches was identified by, do you believe this one doctrine? Do you believe this? And then you will fellowship with you. We're going to associate if you believe that. But God left all of this word here. And he left every page there. And he said that bride would be bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, word of his word. She's a part of him. And she's going to be just like him. Amen. And with that in thought in mind, I would just like to read something Brother Branham said here in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. Amen. Let me find my page here. Lost it. Amen. Here in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. And saints, we must, even everything our pastor's been bringing, and as I'm going to hit just a touch piece of this, but the word, God didn't need an interpreter. And he said exactly what he meant. Mm-hmm. And he had a mouthpiece that brought the word. Yes. And we can hear it. And we've all heard it many, many times. The word time and time again. But today, how much greater it is to see, has it truly every word been revealed to me? Do I have an understanding of every word? Or do I just, as many said, I believe that. But their life never had action to vindicate and prove that they truly believed what they claimed to believe. He says here, this is on page 62 in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, preached July 28, 1963, paragraph 462. Then when we're born of him, we are filled with him. See, your life, his life is in you. Then all our actions, not part of them, not just some of them today, maybe tomorrow, but all of our actions should declare him. And remember, we are now his bride, pregnated with his spirit. Oh my, the church bearing children. See, pregnated by his spirit with his name, bearing his life, bringing forth signs of his life, evident with preeminences, evidence of his resurrection, showing that he is not dead, but alive forevermore. And this eternal life, vindicates to the world that we are alive in him. How do you know? Because you're a church member? Because Christ is living through you, so pregnated with his spirit that you are a prisoner to anything else. You're confined, oh my, to the gospel, confined to the word, and all the children that you can bring forth is that, because you're a prisoner. Amen. And as our pastor has mentioned this many times, and we begin to think about it, does the word truly have full preeminence in my life in every action? Everything I do, and it's been really made large to me, and I was just thinking about it. You know, as we go through life, so many things. In a day-to-day activities of our life, how many things do we let slip? Maybe something, had I been guarded and really praying about it and wanted every action to be him, it would have came out differently than just me as a human being reacting or acting out on something. But it would have been Jesus Christ. And it's every word. Our pastor's been covering a lot of ground here lately, but every word. From a wife being under subjection to her husband, to the husband loving the wife, all of these different words. And it's words, small words maybe. Oh, I believe two souls. But what about this? Many, many times throughout his ministry of bobbed hair women and the different things, the dressing and all the things that came through as he was coming in to minister, and all those people would raise up and say, I believe. But he was trying to show them with those few examples, if you truly believed, amen, these actions would follow you. Amen. For these signs shall follow them that believe. And how every action will be declared, and Jesus Christ is alive and living in our hearts. And how it's got to become more of a reality, not to, well, I go to church on Thursday nights and on Sunday, and that's when I'm a Christian. But the rest of the time, I kind of forget about it. And I get a little loose, as he read the scripture Sunday, of holy conversation. Maybe my conversation begins to get a little loose. It's not quite what Christ would want. Wouldn't want one of the brothers from the church to be involved in one of them conversations. But oh my, it's not about who around here is hearing us, but God is looking upon our heart. And we're standing at that day, right at the catching away. And he's looking for a people that he said he would have in this last day. And she will be without spot or blemish before him. Amen. Here in the message, I'm going to move over here to the message identification. And he's going to speak, Brother Branham speaking just a little bit about Jesus here. And just I want to read this so we catch. He said, did not Jesus say, my Father and I are one, and my Father dwelleth in me, and it's not me that doeth the work, it's my Father. He dwells in me, and I have no control of my own, he does that. God's fountain of word expressed, amen. And how the scripture says, and in that day ye shall know that I and the Father are one, amen, and you are in me. Amen. Yes, this is that day. And how are we going to know? Brother Branham said, when you see life coming into that body, you know the rapture is at hand. Amen. And we're looking for a life. This life has been spoke about and brought and preached. And the revelation for the change of this body lays in every one of these messages. Amen. And how it's laying there for us. But it takes a reality of every word. And to make sure that we followed step by step everything God has set forward for us in this last day. Amen. As he says, expressed, amen. He said he was sinless by nature. That's the only thing that could project that sinless God word was the word being God. And a word is a thought expressed. And when God thought of a parent, he expressed his thought. And Christ was God's expression. Amen. You see it? He was God's expression. That God could be us, live as we live, yet expressing perfectly what perfect person should be perfectly. He was God's word expressed properly, vindicated, and identified. And I want you to think about that. When he was here, he was in the flesh. Brother Branham said he was tempted like as we are. He bore pain. He knew what it was to feel loss. He suffered all things that we suffered, and he suffered as a man. But yet the Holy Spirit being in him and God being in flesh, he conquered and overcame every obstacle that ever stood in his way. Amen. Amen. And that same God imparted a portion of himself to you and I. Yes, amen. Amen. We came from the very same source he did. And how he dwells within us and how it becomes, it should day to day, that true reality that he's housed in me, amen, should be more of a reality. He didn't lose his temper when he was smacked in the face. He didn't get angry when they took his robe and all these things and bring it down to our natural life and put it into our place. I'm a man on the job. And maybe somebody got the promotion I should have got. How's my attitude? Do I raise up and get all angry and everybody sees how displeased and unhappy I am? Or maybe I'm a wife at home and the kids are just running me ragged. Do they see that sweetness leaves me and I'm yelling and screaming and hollering and I just can't get control of the situation? What about a day-to-day living? What is the actions that are expressed through our lives? Husband comes home in a bad mood, says something maybe he shouldn't have said. Is the wife in the spirit enough that she can, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, she's got a sweet response? Or is it instantly an automatic blowback up and oh my, now the fight is on? Every action, each one of us has got actions day to day. And it's bearing out, it's proving if we're in this word or not. And that is the assurance. Our assurance, when we can see that life truly living and know, we know what this life will do. We've heard about it. Even if we don't have a true revelation, we know what this life should be doing in a people's heart and life. We know. And we know when it's not lining up 100% in our life, but do we care? He cares. Do we care? Are we truly concerned that, Lord, I'm lacking one thing? I think so often of the rich young ruler when he come to Jesus. And he asked him, what must I do? And he, I've done all of these things. I've went to church faithful. I've paid my tithes. I've sang in the choir. I've done everything. I've preached the gospel. I was a deacon. I took up the offering. I led song service. I've done all these things faithfully. But one thing you lack. The Holy Spirit comes and shows each one of us a different thing. You lack this. Brother Tim, you lack that. What's my attitude? Lord, I need that one thing. Or, I've done everything else. I ain't too concerned about that piece. But it's got to be every word.
Amen.
He's coming for a whole bride. Brother Branham said she would be perfect, lacking nothing. Amen.
Yes.
He says he was sinless by nature. The only thing that could project that sinless God word was the word being God. And the word is the thought expressed. I'm sorry I read that. He was God's word expressed, properly vindicated and identified when he stood here on earth. And he said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, which one of you can accuse me of sin? I would like to open that up a little bit to you if it be permissible. You see, sin is unbelief. And may that really just stand out to us greater than it ever has. Sin is unbelief. There's only two things you can live by. One of them is faith, and the other one is unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. Smoking, drinking, committed adultery, lying, stealing, carnal impersonations. Those things are attributes of unbelief. If you was a believer, you wouldn't do those things. No, you do that because you're not a believer. And I want you to stop to think about that. We say we believe. What of every little thing in our life? Now, he only named a few. But look at all of the different circumstances. I'm a believer, but I'll drive 90 every day of the week down the highway. That's the things our pastors brought out. Look at the examples. But let's break it real and not just, well, he didn't mention that situation. He didn't mention anything else about my life. The only thing he mentioned was those five things. But we've got to come to the reality, the fullness of God's word. All things, as our brothers brought recently. And he says, you do that because you're not a believer, but by their fruit you shall know them. See, your actions speak louder than your confession proves. When you disbelieve God's word and count it as something gone by or take some book in its stead, this is just as good as that. It goes to show you're not a believer. That's right, you're not. If you was, then you would believe God's word, and it would express himself, and he would express himself through his word. He was God's word expressed. And he said, if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. That's the very thing that tells who I am. Oh, see, that's the one that says who I am. The scriptures tells who I am. And Brother Branham says, let me take that a little farther. The scripture is what tells what you are. That expresses you and it expresses me. Hey, amen. When we gather in here and the word begins to come forth.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit's dealing with our heart, it's showing us where we're standing.
Amen.
Hey, amen. As last Thursday evening, as the Holy Spirit was dealing with our hearts and the word's coming forth and God's word and his presence was here so strong to mellow us and let his to speak to us, he was showing us, here's my standard.
Amen.
Where do you measure up?
Amen.
Where do we stand? But by God's grace, he gives us the opportunity. This is where you've got to be, son. Come up a little higher.
Amen.
Amen. He said, now, if you can't believe me, let me drop down. He said, let me take that a little further. The scriptures just tell, it expresses you and it expresses me. The scriptures tell what we are. And it's so loud that our voice can't even be heard.
Amen.
And how we can see that throughout the land. And many places you can look and you can see. I believe, as our brother was speaking. But their actions that their life bears out proves they don't believe.
Amen.
Or they would change and conform to the word of God.
Right.
It hasn't been revealed to them. And that's how maybe God has graciously imparted to one of us here or another one there a portion of word. And maybe we're up here and we look and we see someone over here. But don't ever think because you are a little bit higher than this one. But may we stay humble. Lord, keep lifting me up. Keep raising me
up.
Lord, keep increasing my faith. He says, it's so loud our voice can't even be heard. Our life speaks louder than our voice. See, it's God's way of letting us see what we are. And Jesus said the same thing. They are they that testify of me. They prove what I am. And which one of you can condemn me of unbelief if I have it properly? Listen, I'm talking about looking at yourself. If I haven't properly identified myself as being what the Word said I would be. I wonder if we Christians could think that tonight. I wonder if we could look into God's looking glass of what requirements is of a Christian. And if we can identify ourselves tonight in John 3:16 and all of these other kind of scriptures, Mark 16, and all these other places over in Galatians, I believe, in different places, 2 Thessalonians, where the fruits of the Spirit and so forth, I wonder if we can identify ourselves. And how, as we begin to look into this, and as our brother was getting to their Sunday evening, how the assurance that comes with being able to look into that Word and see the reflection of that Word back out of your life. The actions that you have is truly manifesting and showing forth that Jesus Christ is alive. Our tests and trials are going to come. They're going to be hot. They're going to get more harder. They're going to be more fiery. As we get near that, Satan's going to throw all he's got to try to flip us over, to turn us over. But God is fortifying us with His Word. He's macking it up, putting it in there. But we've got to take it with an assurance to know that what God said this Word would do in a person's life, it will do. That is the power of transformation that lays within the Word of God. Amen. Amen. This is in the message, is your life worthy of your gospel? And Brother Branham used this as an example. And I just thought it's just, you know, there's the Word lays here and there's so much. But he's going to use this example here. We'll read it. This is in Is Your Life Worthy of the Gospel, June 30th, 63. And this is very familiar. We've all read it many times. Got my page twisted down here or something. 30. It's on page 30. He says, and things you think on, the top of the page, the things you think on and the things that you do, the actions, the things you talk about, creates an atmosphere. I went into a man's office here in this city, and the man is a trustee or a deacon. It is a fine church. And I went in there to see that man about some business. And there's a radio over there with that rock and roll or twist everywhere it was, just as hard as it could go. And I guess there was 40 pinups in his office of nude women. And you can't tell me how much deacon or how much more. You let me see what you look at and what you read and the kind of music you listen to and the crowd you associate with, and I'll tell you what kind of spirit is in you. Amen? And how this should really strike our hearts. Amen. We may not have pinups on our wall. We may not be this situation. But what if the Word says that we turn a blind eye to? Maybe it's correcting our children. And I just ain't doing it quite the way I should. What if it's being a wife under subjection and I'm just not doing it? A person standing back watching us, observing, they're looking at us. They're seeing all of our actions out of our life. We go to church every day, but oh my, maybe I don't care just to cheat somebody just a little bit. Maybe the government sets down a regulation for a certain thing and I'm okay with, well, let's just hide a little bit and they won't know about it and I can get this thing over here or that thing over there. Nobody else seen it. Nobody else may know a thing about it, but God knows our hearts. He knows all about it, and that's the peace that oftentimes, you know, growing up the way we did, some of us younger ones, we thought as long as we could hide it and get by with it, it was okay. That ain't okay with God. It never has been. God's Word shines the light down upon us, and we better toe the mark. Because, oh my, we're looking, we're watching our lives, because we know He said what He was coming back for. And oh my, we see this Word, we see all the Word lining up. We see the signs around us lining up. And oh my, but are we seeing our line lining up? Just as the old afterburners are kicking on a rocket ship that's fixing to leave. Before that ship ever takes off, you begin to see the warmers kick on and see things, the smoke's rolling, there's signs, there's actions proving that shuttle's going to take off. And oh my, it's the same way in the spiritual, our lives and our actions that's being bore out through this body. It ain't you and I, but it's Jesus Christ. And those actions will show forth that we are getting ready. We are a portion of those that are fixing to leave this world. But all our actions will bear it out. You won't not have to wonder and guess. You'll see the proof of that life living through people. Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Let's see here. Amen. Let me go over here real quick. I was reading this. This is in He Cares, Do You Care? This is preached July 21st, 1963. And hey, man, it's just so true. It's on page 17, paragraph 75. It's like medicine for disease. We can read on the bottle what kind of medicine it is and what disease it is. It's to cure. But you know, reading the directions, I'm going to apply it to like the Bible. Our school seminaries can read all of the word. But you know, just reading the directions and how to take it, it doesn't cure the disease. It's got the medicine, so it's got to be taken. And a man can say, I'm a theologian, don't speak to me about such and such. I know the scriptures, I know what the Bible speaks, thus and thus. But he that heareth my words, said St. John 5:24, for instance, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. Or King James puts it, everlasting, which is eternal rightly, and has eternal life. Many people say they believe now. That is true. The scriptures is correct. I'm reading the prescription. I'm reading what the prescription is and the antidote for my sin. But can I take it? Can I believe? I might say I believe, but do I believe? That's the next thing. Just read it and know the directions. Don't cure the disease. The trouble is, in our case, we won't take what the remedy says to do. We got the remedy, but we won't take it. We say we do because we can read it. But to really take it, we don't do it. See? The gospel is the same way, a medicine in this case. If the patient, the remedy has proven to cure the patient, and the patient reads all about the discovery of the drug, and they know every ounce of medicine that's in it. They know all of the scientists' name that found this certain drug, like the salt vaccine and so forth. And we know all the word about it, but refuse to take it. It won't help us. It won't help us. And sometimes the first step is admitting, I need the medicine. I need the medicine that was just prescribed to me.
Amen.
And every day we come in here, God knows exactly what we got need of.
Amen.
And he's handing out the prescription.
Yes,
but we've got to take it.
Amen.
And take it with a reality. And it will do the trick. Amen.
Amen.
He says, but then how we say, but we took it. But if you say you took it and the patient shows no results, he didn't take it. Amen. That's all.
Amen.
But if the clock on the wall wasn't such a busybody, I'd like to stay here and bring down a real strong for our people. Since the gospel has proved these things, they claim to take it, and they show that they don't take it. How can a person read the scriptures upon the little thing I talk about? Women with bobbed hair, wearing shorts and so forth like that. How can they call themselves Christians when the very medicine itself says that it's different, see?
Amen.
But you say, I've danced in the spirit, I spoke in tongues. That don't mean one thing. Your own life proves that you didn't take it, see? You said you took it, but you didn't. For you're still showing all the symptoms, and the medicine is supposed to cure. And the medicine in the gospel line is a guaranteed cure. It's got to be, you see. You've got to show results. Amen.
Amen.
And how we're praying, we should be crying out, Lord, I want to see more of those results in my life. When that word comes, and as our brother read here just a few services before he started, and who's this Melchizedek? When this body receives that spirit, and hears that word, and it quickly comes subject to it. How that ought to be turning in our hearts. If our bodies aren't quickly turning,
Amen.
Then we've got there's a problem. The medicine, we didn't get the medicine.
Amen.
And the cure's not working. But if we get the medicine correct,
yes.
It'll come out and show results right down the line, 100%.
Amen.
Amen. But God has proven out. It's the time.
Amen.
As it's often said, as our brother said, it's Sunday, I believe he even repeated it Sunday, to separate the men from the boys. The time is here. Am I going to be one of them? That my life is truly bearing out that Jesus Christ is on living. And I am a prisoner, I am a love slave, and he's got the preeminence of my life. Or am I just one to say, I believe all of those things, but I don't have that reality showing forth. But this is the day when the reality's got to be showing forth. That you can have that same testimony as Enoch had. I know that I please God.
Amen.
You can look back, not one thing in your life. You can see and know. I know that I'm pleasing God.
Amen.
Amen. How the reality it ought to bring into our lives. Amen. Hearing the message identification. Amen. speaking to Jesus again here in closing, I want to catch what he says. He says, this is on page 98, paragraph 98 rather. Notice, see, his sinless nature expressed what he was. And then if his sinless nature, God expressed himself through that sinless nature, it shows that our nature is evil. No matter how much we try to patch it up or how we try to document it with other things, it's got to become sinless like his was. And then God's word can flow through it. That don't mean perfection in yourself. You can't be that. But you see, even our people are getting away from the practice of holiness. We begin to let down so many bars. We've got to come to the place of our profession. He is our example, and he is our sin bearer. And then if we profess that he is our peacemaker, he is our propitiation, then if we profess that, then it's supposed to reflect him back in us. And we are, a written epistle, a looking glass that people can see Christ in us. Now, if they don't, then we're looking at something else. We're not looking to him. Look to him, all ends of the world, and live the only way you can. Sinless nature expressed the word of God so much that he and the word was one. And he said, I am my Father one. I do always that what pleases. I and my Father are just one. He was so perfect in the image of God until he and God was the express same thing. He was the flesh, the Son that expressed the deity of God, so that made him deity and a man in order to redeem man. He was the Word, was one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. So he and the Word became one, that the Word could express and could show to the world that example of what a man should be. And man can't be that in himself. There's no way to educate to it. There's no way to join it. There's no way to baptize it. There's no way of doing nothing, only kill it. Let it be born again and a new nature come in, and that only way, kill the nature of yourself that you might become. And then the word becomes a living thing. It just expresses itself through you, see? Then you're looking in the looking glass when people see you as a mirror. Because you know God has made a way. People won't read the Bible, so God has made you a Bible. You are, and what you do, people is looking at you. And God sent his mirrors and his expressed expression of himself in the prophets, because the word come to the prophets and they express God therein through their prophecy that God gave them. And now God expresses himself through his Son, Christ Jesus. He takes us in as adopted children and puts his Spirit in us, crying, Abba, Father. Or in other words, my God, see? Then the Holy Spirit in us, Christ's Spirit expressing Jesus Christ, and the people look at you. And how, as each one of us look at one another, how we truly should be able to see Jesus Christ expressing Amen. In all of our actions, in our sweetness one to another, yes. in our brotherly love, and all of the things that the Scriptures hold, even the many things that our brother has, over the last four services, the many things that was brought, how each one of those things we should be able to see into our life and see it greatly increased. Because as that medicine comes, if we're taking it, it'll show results. It will just continue to build and to cure any problems that ails us. Amen. And it will remove any blemishes that's there, any spots or wrinkles. That prescription will clean it right out. Amen. But oh my, we've got to be looking for the reality of that it's done. It will do what it says it will do. Amen. And may it truly mean more to us. As the days go on, we've got to be exactly. We can't go in without a leg. We can't go in without an arm. We can't even go within without a fingernail. It's going to be all the word. The full gospel, as he said there in Christ, is the mystery of God revealed. It must be all the word. Amen. Amen. Just pray that it's something that will encourage you. Something Amen. That causes us to press on a little harder. Amen. May seem a little strange, but we're getting ready to leave this world. Amen. And by God's grace, I know I've got the prescription. Amen. And it'll do the work that it was said it would do. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Something to keep our hearts in tune. Keep us warm. Pray God open our hearts Sunday if you should tarry. Lord, reveal yourself greater to me, Lord. But oh my, we've come a long way. And went to church with a lot of good people. And a lot of good people's crossed our paths and still does every day. But God's looking for a bride. He's looking for someone that'll take every word, the fullness of that word, Amen. And their life truly be transformed to exactly what he said it would be, conformed to his image 100%. Amen. Nothing lacking. And I pray, Lord, let me be one of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. I sing that little chorus. We sing it there. couple services ago, we're together again. Amen. Kind of like that little chorus.
We're together again in one the Lord.
Amen.
We're together again in one accord. Something good is bound to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. We're praising the Lord. We're together again. Praising the Lord.
Tender and yielded, and let me be something you can mold, Lord, and continue to use. Oh, my saints, may we ask the Lord to truly remove any crust from us, any hardness. You know, as I said, we've served the Lord for many years and been in church many years, but have I ever truly given Him my all? You know, till your all's on the altar, and each one of us, it's a good thing. Lord, have I really given you everything? Have I let you have it all? Or have I reserved something for myself? But let's let Him have it all, saints.
Amen.
And He will do exactly what He said He would do.
Yes.
Amen. I love Him. Appreciate Him.
Amen.
Amen. Sing out of the chorus. I've got so much to thank Him for as our brother comes.
And I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for.
Sink deep in our heart, for truly it is a way of a rapture to know that we are in that rapture. No other way will we know but to see this word become a reality in our lives. And I'm sure all of us has things we need to overcome yet. All of us do. But may we see by faith,
yes,
by revelation, what the requirement is to be in this great event that's about to take place. So many can be so easily distracted from it. And the cares of life takes their mind off of it, takes their life away from it. May we be a people that it'll never be able to do it. It'll never be able to touch it, to take this great excitement out of our heart, to change bodies.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart, if we get a true revelation of what God wants us to have,
yes,
concerning these things, we'll be a whole different people than what we are even right now. Amen. And I believe that with all my heart. We might seem like a good people. We might be a nice people and all these other things. But if we can get a greater reality, we'll be a much different people than what we are. We'll be more like the people in the book of Acts. Amen. When that Holy Ghost truly fell down on the people's lives, and their lives was led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Everything they would do, they was under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. May we find that place in our life completely. Amen. God help us. Let our let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we again, Lord, with great reverence, come in our hearts before you. And Lord, we realize that now we're in seeing what we're seeing, Lord, and understanding. Every moment, every second of our lives is counting now. And no wonder the scripture says to redeem the time. Redeem it. Lord Jesus, we must rescue what time we've got left. There's something, Lord, that has to be done. There's a great event about to take place. And there can't be one moment wasted for the world. There can't be one moment wasted on foolish talking. There can't be one moment wasted on being someplace we shouldn't be. Can't be wasted, Lord, on one thought that should not be thinking, one word that should not be spoke. We can't waste that moment, Lord. Every moment now must count. Everything we must say and say must glorify you. Everything in our life must glorify you. Everybody that passes by must see Jesus Christ now. Every moment. We can't waste one moment, Lord. Oh, God, help us to see this greatness and time we're in. We appreciate these precious words tonight, Lord. I pray that each word, Lord, would sink deep into our hearts, every one of us. And, Lord, help us now. We know time is running out. And, Lord Jesus, bring the reality now. Give us the revelation, oh God. Lord, how I long to see this body change. How I long to see this body lay down. And Lord, go back to dust and gases, potash, whatever it may be. And Lord, in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, Lord Jesus, in a glorified body. What a wonderful time, Lord. We ask now, Lord, help us to receive these things with reality. Is our prayer. And bring us back, Lord, we do ask at the next appointed time if you should tarry. And Lord, we will be crying out for revelation. I know the little bride will be, Lord. I know all the impersonators and all the hypocrites and hypocrisy. They'll never desire it, Lord. But the true bride of Jesus Christ will truly desire it, Lord, with all that's in them. They truly will obey the word of God and be seeking first the kingdom. And Lord, all these other things that you've said, they will set their heart, their affections on things above and not on things of the earth. The true bride will. Lord, we believe that, the same as we believe any of the other word. It has to be. It has to take place. So we pray thy will be done now in our lives. Guide us by thy Holy Spirit. In your glorious, precious name. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise his name.
Oh, just a closer walk with thee is my prayer. Amen. Let's sing that before we leave.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Now you're singing it to him.
One more time. just a closer walk.
Oh, grant it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Daily woes is my plea. Hallelujah. Oh, daily walking close to thee. Oh, grant it. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Let it be.
Hum it in your heart. Rest the week. Amen. Just a closer walk with me. Amen. And mean it with all your heart. You know, it's obedience to the scripture. To even singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. You know that?
Amen.
So, Brother Steve, I don't have that. Better be praying. God gives it to you. You're not just going to go out and do it because you have to do it because the Bible said. No, He puts it in your heart. And you find yourself just singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Amen. You just can't help it because of the love you have in your heart for the Lord. Amen. So may every word be made alive in our hearts. God bless you. Amen. Keep up the good work. Amen. You're dismissed.